The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, let me say good morning, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Mary Davies.
That's right.
Daughter of soprano Rita Lynch.
Correct.
And this is a lady who obviously was a phenomenon in her day, who I was only reading about this morning in the Irish Examiner. Tell me about your mother.
Well, I suppose she's a phenomenon, yes. She was way ahead of her time in lots of ways. She came from Macroom in County Cork, and she had four brothers older than she, and then four brothers younger than she. And her mother was widowed early in life. And rather than put tabs on Rita, she opened the cage and let her fly. Now, she was recognised in the Mercy Convent, first of all, for her wonderful singing voice, and then in the Ursulines in Blackrock here in Cork.
Yes.
And then she was trained, while in school, she was trained here in Cork by Mary Sheridan. And after school, after she did her Leaving Cert, then she went to Dublin.
Yeah.
And she was trained by Jean Nolan. And there began a whole series of I suppose, professional performance. She had won all the Fáil Cóil awards at that stage. And her, she was involved with the DGOS in Dublin, and she loved singing oratorio, German leader, and she performed for a number of years there. Now, in 1949, mm-hmm. I should say in 1939, she won the top prize in the John McCormack special competition. And he said that nobody can touch the little Lynch girl. She has a voice better than anybody else.
And she sang Thomas More's The Last Rose of Summer. Is that right?
She did. Yes, and that was the song with which she was forever known, really, and she loved that. That
wow.
one and Home Sweet Home. So fast forward then from 1939. That was the launch of her career. And I've subsequently spoken to numbers of people who were listening to that broadcast in 1939 on the 2RN, and people being brought from the countryside into Macroom town to listen to it and to cheer and to clap. I suppose it was like the Voice of Ireland in those days.
Yeah, sure.
So she hit the headlines. One of her friends wrote to her sometime afterwards and said to her, the Examiner, Cork Examiner, is full of you and Hitler.
Hitler?
Yes.
How did we go from Macroom to the Eagle's Nest?
Because, yes, the extraordinary comment, which we still have in the archive, that letter is still there. The Examiner is full. The front pages are full of yourself, your own success, and Hitler. I thought it was a lovely little cameo of the time as well.
Yeah.
1939.
So there she was. Well, it was a busy time for both of them, obviously. And she was becoming this big star. You were going to mention the 40s then. What about this sold-out tour of the US? I just find that phenomenal.
Yes, well, it was amazing. She was she was planting potatoes in her back garden in Brookfield Park near the Loch in Cork.
Naturally.
As one does at the beginning of March.
Okay.
And the telegram arrived from Radio Éireann to ask her, would she go immediately to Chicago? Because WGN in Chicago wanted a female Irish singer to be broadcast on St. Patrick's Day.
Great.
Now, she was married with one little boy, Harry, 3-year-old, and she said she would.
Good.
So she got on the plane. My father, Pat, her husband, drove her to Shannon, and they took off in the plane to go to Gander and from Gander to Chicago. It so happened that the plane's wheels didn't retract as they were just out of Shannon.
Holy smokes.
So they changed direction. She turned right. Now, she herself noticed that the sun was going in a different direction around the plane and mentioned it. And a little American lady said to her, not at all, we're fine. Rita knew there was something amiss. So they circled London for about 3 hours, and she went to the back of the plane, put on her makeup, and she said, if I'm going down, I'm going to go down looking well. The little American lady said, will you say the rosary with me? So they said the rosary. Now, the plane crash landed in London Airport. The wheels remained okay, but the brakes failed. So that was her dramatic start of her concert tour.
That was not an ominous beginning to a great visit.
It is amazing that she actually got on a plane. So she ended up in Chicago, and she did concerts in Chicago. She did that broadcast, and we have a recording of that broadcast, believe it or not, still on old acetate disc. And then she went to New York, and she sang on the Michael O'Duffy show. The Michael O'Duffy radio show went out weekly and was really, really popular at that stage. We have a recording of that. And then she went to Boston. She was invited to Boston, and she sang with Arthur Fiedler with the Boston Pops Orchestra. Now, her tour extended. She was meant to be there 6 weeks, and she remained 3 months.
Such was her popularity, obviously.
Such was her popularity, and she made recordings. She made private recordings there, and all the broadcasts, we have those on disc. I mean, the archive, which is her personal archive, is not an assemblage that we put together after her death. Yeah. She died in 2009, aged a hale and hearty 95.
Good on her.
Her mind was still wonderful at that stage. Right. But it was her own. It was her own putting together. We have a postcard which was written on the flight to Gander in 1949, and she puts at the end of it to her mother, "Keep all cards, etc., for me."
Well done. I mean, that is a lovely thing to do. I keep a lot of these things as well for the very same reason, just for my heart. But that you have all of that, because it strikes me, and we're slightly running against the clock here, but it does strike me that her mother, your grandmother,
yes,
was a very important figure in this story, because for her to have four boys on either side of your mother and to say, off you go, like follow your dream, not to be too saccharine about it, but in that era is really impressive. And kind of,
it's very, very, very impressive, Ryan. And actually, you know what, I should mention that Lyric FM, along with Evelyn Grant, has done a fantastic feature on her life, the Lyric feature. It's called Digitizing Rita. It's still available there. It's always available there. But
I'm a big Lyric fan, so I'm going to look that up later on.
And one of the things that her mother, her relationship with her mother was an extraordinary relationship.
Well, I have to interrupt you because I have to go, but I'd love to talk more to you about your mum, who I've never heard of, but I'm now totally entranced by her story. Rita Lynch. We're going to finish the programme today by listening to her, to your mother, singing.
Oh.
Is that okay?
That's fantastic, Ryan.
Thanks for your
lovely
time.
To talk to you.
Lovely to talk to
all.
You. Here's
you too.
Rita Lynch. Well, isn't that a beautiful thing? That's Rita Lynch, whose archive has now been donated, and that was her daughter I was chatting to there a few minutes ago. What a great story. What a remarkable person who I hadn't heard of, but now feel a bit more enriched today for having heard her voice on the programme. We're going to leave it there for now. Thank you so much for listening. All emails welcome to ryan@rte.ie. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke. Have a great day. We'll see you on the next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.